Hi, Juliet the Rabbi here, coming to you from New York City. Yes, full of smoke, fire and brimstone, lost in Torah, shlach lecha, I'm totally lost. That's what I'm going to talk about this week. Well, not exactly only that, but yes, I've gotten ahead of myself. Last week, I thought that it was Alotecha, but that's this week because I got behind or I got ahead with the festival holiday of Shavuos falling on a Saturday. I lost my way in Torah and I forgot about the special reading for Shabbat. Anyway, yeah, I'm off by a week, but that's okay. I'll talk about Shlach Lecha again next week. Yeah, I didn't miss a week of writing after all, of talking, of podcasting after all, because I had missed a week. I thought I missed a week, but it was actually the holiday and I wasn't supposed to be writing. I was only, yeah, whatever. Anyway, you understand, right? Okay. So, I had a hellish week, not including, and no pun intended, about the Canadian wildfire smoke that's blanketing the entire Northeast for the past few days. New York City, we've gotten a lot of attention, but I don't think we're the only ones at all who are suffering the same bad air. People just, whatever, like, it's great to give attention to New York City, but the whole Northeast is suffering from this. And people, you know, it's portending apocalypse. Because the truth is, our borders between our countries, they're fake, right? What happens in Canada affects us. What happens here affects other countries, etc., etc., etc. We all breathe the same polluted air and we need to take care of our earth as the Torah tells us again and again. But let's put that aside for a second because the kind of week I've had fits perfectly with the spies of next week's Parsha, Shlach Lecha. These so-called spies are sent to scout out the promised land and bring a report back to Moses. And what they find and the fear that they feel is blown way out of proportion. They've been told, after all, that this will be their land and that God will help them attain it. Yet, they come back spreading rumors of giants, not thinking of the consequences of their actions. Because what do they cause to happen? The people go into a panic. They even go into mourning. They believe that they're done for. We also, many of us also think that we are done for as a human species. What with all these wildfires out of control. It's all happening so quickly and it's real and it's scary as hell. But we need to be careful with this kind of thinking because it's the opposite of useful. Mourning is not the reaction we need. What we need is action. We need to scream and clamor until our press and our governments respond appropriately to the situation. And the same is true for the other story that I was planning to tell that's related to Shlach Lecha, which is that in the professional organization of Jewish Renewal Clergy that I belong to, an email went out last week from someone accused of sexual harassment. And this person slandered one of his accusers' names, singling her out, stating that she and she alone had caused him to lose his job. When some of us spoke out against this very false accusation and slander, we were silenced by the overseers of our listserv and the higher-ups of our organization. We were told that the listserv was not the proper place for such discussion. We should bring it to the ethics committee. Prayers went out to the accused and the accusers by some people, and many of us were outraged by this spiritual bypassing. Why should we? Yeah. You can, if you don't know what spiritual bypassing is, it's when you pray instead of, you say, oh, you know, you're avoiding the problem. And you're not addressing the problem, and you're using spirituality as a way out. And you go like, oh, let's pray for this situation. Let's pray for these people or whatever it is. So misinformation and slander were somehow allowed, but correcting the falsehood was not yet an ethics complaint. It was all very confusing to people who didn't know about the situation, but there's this code of silence, and it's a problem. It's a problem in many organizations, especially religious organizations. And an ethics complaint had been brought to the ethics committee 3 years ago and has never been resolved. This is the problem. It's a way more complicated situation, which I'm not going to explain here, and there's no need for that. So what's happened over the last 3 years is that more people are in danger because of this code of silence, because nobody knows that this person is accused of sexual harassment, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants. I mean, he was told that he couldn't do certain things, but he's crossed that boundary. He has not listened. He's not been a good boy. And the rest of us have been good little boys and girls. And so many people are really outraged. And people are writing, me too. I've tried and tried to be heard. And they've given up, feeling isolated, alone, shunned. But through our clamoring, refusing over and over again to be silenced, something has been done. We've shaken things up, and the Ethics Committee is finally moving forward. It's a small win, only one step forward, yet it feels really big. We're starting a Me Too movement within our organization. And we're not, like I said, the only religious organization, Jewish or other, that needs to revamp its code of ethics. Since the Me Too movement began a few years ago, our U.S. government still has a long way to go to make things easier for complainants. You can go, I heard this most amazing episode on This American Life called Jane Doe. Go listen to it. You'll learn. It will be so enlightening. If you haven't heard it, highly recommend it. Listen to it. You'll learn about what it's like to be a complainant and the experience of it. So please, please, please go listen. So the more we clamor, the more we will be heard. I think it's the same with climate disaster. Prayer for the earth is only a small part of the answer. When we hear of a climate disaster as an act of God or a natural disaster, this is misinformation. What we need is action, and we have to keep at it until they hear us. And please say amen and Shabbat Shalom, and visit my website, realrabbinyc.com. And I'm looking forward to this Shabbos, the end of Shabbos. I will be doing my first wedding, and you'll hear all about it next week, God willing. And yeah, good things to come. I mean, it's depressing, but we can't let it get us down. We can't let it stop us. So, strength to everyone. And until next week, bye. Good Shabbos.